Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is French Fry Friday, baby. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. It is cloudy out today. It's about 28 degrees, just a little nippy in the Windy City, baby. It is January 13th, 2023. It is 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. It's 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to put it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is none other than Steve Gum, baby, shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, I got some really hot music for you on today. Yes, I do. Music by independent artists, Good for 101 and Holden Twerger. Before I get into the music, I want you guys to go on over to Facebook. Go on to Facebook. Use keyword the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, ladies that enjoy really fine cosmetics. You really can shop the royal way with Fierce. Yes, you can. Minted Cosmetics. I love me some Minted Cosmetics. Listen, and I know you love Minted as well. So listen, when you're shopping at MintedCosmetics.com, don't forget to use the code F is in Fierce, E is in Edward, and the number 7 to get a discount at the cart. That is F is in Fierce, E is in Edward, and 7 at MintedCosmetics.com. So that's for all your great cosmetics, your lipstick, your eyebrow, you know, and your lip gloss. You want to be shining in the night for your guys. Now listen. Got some good music here on today. What we going to do, engineer? Come on, talk to me, baby. Come on. You better know it. Come on. Yes, indeed, your music is being heard all over the world. Yes, my darlings. I'm going to get into the music in just one moment. Now, y'all know, Mama, I got an opinion. I got something to say about everything up in here. Did y'all know Mr. Kanye West is now a newly married man? Did y'all hear the news? Yes. Kanye West got married to Yeezy's employee, Bianca. Now, let me tell you something. So, Kanye West is reportedly a newly married man, according to multiple media outlets. This is on TVCelebrity.com. Listen, guys. Let me tell you something. We can all learn a lesson when it comes to Kanye West. Listen. So, now, this report that I'm looking at now is TMZ is reporting that Kanye West has got married to Yeezy's employee, Beyonce. Now, listen, let me tell you something. This is the lesson. I'm trying to do this real quick. This is a live show, and it's not pre-recorded. Once again, the employee that he has married is Bianca. Kanye West is now married to Yeezy's employee, Bianca, let me tell you something. Now, ladies, I want to get to this. This is what I want to get to. Y'all know I am not a licensed life coach when it comes to relationships. I am a life coach been trained by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter and journalist for Channel 32 News in Chicago. She's no longer there. This was years ago. So listen, let me get to the spill. Let me get to the tea. Listen, take note. Take note. If there is a man that you are dating and he was once married, he's got a divorce, and you've known him for a couple of years. Now listen. Why would you marry somebody that has all kind of red flags that they are crazy? Crazy. I'm not talking about what a C. I'm talking about what a K-R-A-Z-Y crazy. Now listen. He's only dated this young lady for a few years. This is what TMZ is saying. TMZ is reporting this, okay? So listen, we know it's on the real when it comes to TMZ. You know, I just don't know about this one, this Kanye West. If Kim Kardashian is just like, man, it's too crazy, I got to get rid of you, I have had enough, bye-bye. Listen, all future misses may be wannabe Kanye West's. Take note and hit, you know, run for the hills. Listen, I think Kanye West is a little, bisexual. I really think he's a little bisexual. He's got something going on real bad in the head. He really does. He's got something going up there. Listen, the stairs is not going upstairs. It's going downstairs. He got so many different types of stairs in his head. He don't know which way to go. So listen. So I am just calling you, ladies. If you are thinking or contemplating about marrying somebody, and you know they've got a lot of red flags, and from previous relationships, run, honey. Run as fast as you can. But as far as with Kanye West, I think he's got some issues, some real issues. Everybody knows he's got issues. Listen, now the issue I think that he has, I think he's a little bisexual. I think that he's liking on some men, and he just ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying up in here. Yeah. I'm saying it. Yeah, I think so. I really do. And sometimes I think Kanye West don't even know who Kanye West is. That is really what his problem is. He don't know who he is, his own self. So listen, let me get on into the music. Yes, Mama is on a rant. Everybody that listens to the Fierce Female Network know I can go on a real tear sometimes. So listen, I got some bad music that's coming from independent artists, Goods 101. Y'all know how I flow. You know how it goes. So listen, also independent artists, Holden Sparkle. So I'm going to get into the music. Listen, I am telling you what's the truth up in here. Oh, Lord, today. You know, people, I'm telling you, it is really something. You know, you try to help a lot of different people. At least I do. I try to help a lot of different people. And so, listen, someone is texting me right now, and they're asking for some help. They wanted some commercials on the show. They want to do some commercials on the show. And so I don't see anything wrong with saying, what is your website? Because I like to know. Of course, I want to know what's going on. I want to look at your website. And they tell me, well, I'll get back to you later. You can't tell me the website so I can take a look at the product that you have, that you're going to want to have some commercials on. That's just like the man I was telling you about earlier today that says he had a hotel, he had a business, a sleep bar. I thought it was a very unique idea to have a sleep bar for people who are insomniacs, who have problems sleeping. I think it's a really great idea. And I said, well, I went to the website and I checked it out. And lo and behold, when I clicked on Book a Room, it took me to a mailing list. It wanted me to get on the mailing list, you know, so I could book the room for whenever the place actually is, the building is up and the rooms are available. I'm like, what the Sam Hill hell? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, if I got a problem sleeping and I need to get a room for tonight, you mean I got to wait a year down the road to get some sleep at your place that's going to treat me? I'm like, oh, no. And then he gets mad at me, and he says, well, your standards are too high. My standards are too high. And then he says, well, I just really wanted you to do some commercials so I could get some traffic to my blog. I'm like, you are so dishonest and so full of shit, it's not even funny. So listen, let me get to this music up in here. This is independent artist Goods 101. He has some great music. He really does. Indie artist Goods 101. I really like what he has going on. I like what he did, and I like his vision. I was telling you guys about it earlier, the vision that he has with his music. He traveled and went to different places. Yes, he did, and he has different artists on his particular piece of music. It's Life I'm Old. I love this song. I want you guys to take a listen. Then I'm going to come back and tell you a little bit more about independent artist Goods 101.
They tell me there's nowhere else to go. They want me trapped in the life I know, but the drought in my soul, it's not places to go. So I'm gonna earn the life I know.
was left to die. You expect to buy, invest in my drive. No, they won't see my demise, cause my mind testify. I took pride in it, never blinded.
Never blinded.
Working double through the struggle was a pleasure co-signed. Close-minded to misguided words telling me my drive is nothing but a hopeless prayer. And so, I should probably let it disappear. Let go. They say I can't change my state of born. In fact, they say just know my place. And that's that. But fuck that, every no means go harder. Sending down my glow, I want no partner. I gotta save me from my pain. Yeah, sure, I can't change what I can't change. But I can't change the drive that's in my veins. So I'ma chase my dreams and I won't look back.
They tell me there's no
anything that doesn't earn escape from the heartache and the heartbreak of being trapped on this damn estate. If I break free, will it take me to a place where I'm known as great? To get there, I gotta concentrate on being better than I've been, better than I've known, better than I've seen, better than the vision from my era. Can I be my vision of a star, my vision of the free? I pray my plan comes together. All I need is a small break to get defined by the chances they don't take. I'll be defined by the choices that I make. Visions of life in the future, I can't wait. But some equate my hopes and dreams. So anytime I ask for help, it's ignored. Feels like they hate to see me win, but you're fine. Most people hate when they feel left behind. It's my time and I can't wait no longer. They can't stop my drive, it only gets stronger. They can't keep me from what's mine. If I don't look deeply, I won't find everything that completes me in my mind. There'll be no regrets when I look back.
Here with all this great music. This is independent artist that you heard, independent artist Goods 101, Life I'm Old. I like that song. It is hot. Let me tell you a little bit about independent artist Goods 101. Now, he says, when asked what his music means to him, what does music mean to him? This is his reply. He says, my music is how I connect with the world. I believe that as artists, we have a unique gift that comes with the responsibility of sharing our passion and vision in an authentic way. As I continue to develop my craft, my desire is to leave behind a legacy of joy, drive, and truth. I love that. Listen, I could totally relate to that because what Goods 101 is saying, it's how you relate to the world. And, you know, he just really answered a question for me. He answered a question for me because when I do something that's creative, it always comes out in a political fashion. I don't mean for it to, but it does. It comes out in a political fashion, a piece of work that I'm working on. We need a revolution, which is going to drop in the spring of this year. We need a revolution, and it comes out to me with a political sound, a political voice, because it talks about Breonna Taylor. It talks about George Floyd. It talks about President Biden. You know what I'm saying? And so to me, that is music that's not, you know, it's not dance music. It's not hip-hop, of course, and it's not get down on the floor, boogie-woogie. It's music with a purpose, with a meaning. You know, it's music with a soul. It's music that is intellectual. It's thought-provoking. You know what I'm saying up in here? And it just comes out in a political fashion, but that is what is on the inside of me. So listen, let me tell you something. I remember one time I wrote a piece of poetry. Even when I write poetry, a lot of times it comes out political. It comes out political, and it comes out community-based, what I see that's happening, what's happening in the community. And this was years ago. I wrote a piece about young children in the ghetto and different things like that. And so it is. It is what it is. It's the way you connect with the world. It's the way you see the world. It's the way you're really just letting out what's on the inside of you. And I think this is what Goods 101 is saying. You're really speaking your mind, what's on the inside of your heart, what's in your spirit. And when you go to create, when you go to write, when you go to make music, it comes out in that fashion. It just comes out in that way. Because, listen, of course, we can't fix all the problems, everything that we see that is happening in the world. And so when we go to create music, when we go to create a story, when we go to write a film, when we go to write a treatment for a story, it just comes out because whatever is in you, you want to be able to provide to society and a community. You want to be able to have a voice, and your voice is in your music. Your voice is in your story, whatever you're saying and whatever you're connecting to. And so he says, my music is how I connect with the world. And that's what it is. That is what it is. And so when I connect with the world, I see things that is politically broken that needs to be fixed, and maybe no one is fixing it. Maybe they're trying to fix it, and maybe the problem is too big, and it takes a lot to fix it. And so what we do as artists is what we do as unique individuals, and we just put our voice to it and we just let it out. And that's it. We let it out. Because guess what? Sometimes when you have those things on the inside of you, you know, you just want to really, and you can't. I was listening to, and I'm going to get to the next piece of music. I was listening to some teaching earlier today, and the minister was talking about how we're not all called to everything, because there's a lot of problems. Of course, there's a lot of problems in the world. And this is what he was saying. There's a lot of problems in the world, but we cannot fix everything. If we do, we're going to be run down. We're going to be tired. We have to do what we're called to do, right? And so when you do that, you're going to be rejuvenated every day because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So listen, I got some more music that's coming up from independent artist Holden Swoger. And I love the music. I love his voice. I love his sound. It is, you know who you are. You know who you are. And I think Kanye West needs to listen to this song because he don't know who he is. And so if he listens to You Know Who You Are, maybe he'll get a little grip to who he is, you know, and stop doing with all his crazy stuff. I wish he would stop saying he gonna run for president. Ain't nobody voting for Kanye West to be no president. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going with that mess. Listen, let's go up in here, as Wendy Williams used to say. So who you doing? I wonder how is she doing? So listen, you know who you are. Come on, let's go up in here.
Sing it to all.
All right, that was You Know Who You Are. That is by independent artist Holden Swager, S-W-O-N-D-E-R. I love his sound. I really do. He has a really great voice. He has a really great sound. I love it. I love it. It's so clean. You know, and when you have music that's really clean, I enjoy it because, you know, we have enough of the other stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's clean music. There isn't profanity in the music. And so he can really go a long way with his music. I love what he's doing. He has a great voice. He's telling a great story. You know who you are. And so he reminds me of a lot of boy bands from, well, he has an old school soul. I think he does. He has an old soul. I think so. And so he reminds me of a lot of bands from the 1960s, the 1970s. And, you know, those bands were really popular, like from the 50s and 60s. And listen, some of those shows, I remember growing up as a kid watching, what was that show? Ed Sullivan, Ed Sullivan Show. I'm telling you, what's the guy having troop? And I know he's 17. He's 17 years old, bless his heart. But still, it's almost like he's been here before because the music that he's putting out is like he was, you know, back in Ed Sullivan day and time. You remember those bands that used to be on Ed Sullivan and they would just get started and they were really hot, hot, hot. So I am telling you, I love his sound. Keep doing what you are doing, Holden. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's really good. And it's really good. I enjoy it and I love it. So listen, keep doing what you are doing. Keep putting out the music you're putting out and you're going to do very, very well. I just know that you are because your sound is excellent and you're going to, you know, attract the fan base to you that is your fan base and your tribe. So that's the way it goes. That's the way it rocks and rolls. And listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. And also Casey Kasem. You guys remember Casey Kasem. Holden's music was one of the songs that used to be on Casey Kasem. So it's almost like Holden just walked the earth before. You know, he's been here before. It's almost like he knew Casey Kasem. He had a conversation with him. Y'all remember those shows? It was so very popular. And Bandstand, Dick Clark's American Bandstand, come on up in here. That's Holden. That's Holden's music right there. The music that you see on American Bandstand with Dick Clark, I am telling you, that is Holden up and down, all the way around. I am telling you, that is him. He has an old soul, and that's the kind of music that he's given us. And it is great, 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 great. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I'm pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I'll be back later on today to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.